We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, here's the question I ask you guys. So the reaction you have of this loss to the Buffalo Bills. None of us thought they were going to win this game. We all thought that Buffalo was the better team. None of us are surprised that they lost this football game. So why do we all feel so bad about it?
It was worse than we thought. Yeah, it was worse. Doesn't matter. A loss is a loss. The outcome is the same. But it kind of matters because now, and we'll get into this more, now it feels like everything's falling apart. It really does. It feels like the locker room is all screwed up. Like the coaching staff, at least some parts of it, have lost the locker room, which is just terrible when you actually still are technically in contention for a playoff spot. And we thought that they were going to hang with them for at least three quarters. Like, we thought that it was going to be similar. We kept saying this yesterday to the Vikings game, to the Ravens game. But then in the fourth quarter, okay, Josh Allen's going to take it over and outlast you, and you're just not going to be able to. And it was just such a joyless slog is why I think we feel so much worse than we anticipated.
I will add to that because I agree. I will add also, it's who you lost to, and I think the other reality is that how far away you are from being good again. Like, listen, we thought they were just going to run away with the East, but they're not, but they're still going to be in the playoffs. They're still going to have a good chance to, you know, go to the Super Bowl, but you're so far away from being great that it's just almost like, geez, I don't even know if it's worth it anymore, because I do feel like this loss really put things in perspective. I do think they were kind of living off a little, okay, listen, we were really close against Minnesota. If we fix this, if we fix that, guys, we're almost there. We're at home. They should be down. We owe them one. Let's go. Absolutely no fire, no energy. You get one big play on offense, and it's from a special teamer / defensive back. Like, you had to go to your bullpen to find some sort of, I don't know, spark on your offense.
You're so right about the offense coming off of that Minnesota game, because it was like, yeah, that was a disappointing loss. Like, it felt like I thought that you were in that game, but it was like, okay, you really turned a corner with your offense. Mac Jones is back. Like, he's figured it out. They're in a rhythm with Matty P calling plays. They figured it out. The offensive line has mostly figured it out, and then it just looked like bluff. Looked right back to where you were a couple weeks
ago. Yeah, I know. Excuse me. We're praising how the offense looked against Minnesota, a team that was 3-10 on third down, 0-3 in the red zone, and looked inept in the fourth quarter, couldn't move the football. And unfortunately, that's like one of the best offensive productions we've seen all year long. That's not good winning football. We all thought this was going to, I thought it was going to be a close game. I thought it was going to be fourth quarter. Maybe they show that they don't know how to win these games. But it was, they had basically one play. And it was from Marcus Jones in his first offensive snap. You know what I thought was interesting? I was at the game. So the Patriots get the ball. When Buffalo kicked the field goal, when they kicked off, like Marcus Jones, I think it was just in the end zone, he put a knee. Running off the field, he was like three steps past the, where they're kind of like, what do you call it, the huddle. And all of a sudden, he took a couple steps back and started running into the huddle. And then someone's like, go off, and he ran off the field. And I remember thinking, he was about to go into the huddle. Like, I thought, because we talked about this the other day. It was like, should you start getting this guy involved in the offense? You know, when he's returning punts, he's electric. And I noticed he was about to go into the huddle, and they just brushed him off. I'm like, why is he even thinking of it? And I think it was like the next drive or whatever it was when he came in, one play, touchdown. And it was like, oh, there you go. But that was it. And I felt like Buffalo toyed with you. I felt like they took their foot off the gas. I felt like at halftime, they're like, they are so screwed up, they can't manage the clock. What a mess this team is. Josh, let's rest your elbow. We got the Jets in Miami coming up. Let's just try to run the football. And if we don't get first downs doing that, it's 3rd and 6. We'll just throw a quick little 7-yard pass to Diggs, move the change, keep it going. They toyed with you.
Yeah, they weren't threatened at all by you. No. I don't think they were ever nervous. Even when you had that touchdown, it was like, wow, that was their best punch, and they used it early. And then they were chasing ever since. And I would also say, Megan, just to add to it, what made it feel worse is that, like, the you can understand being beat physically. What I can't understand is how you constantly keep just screwing up mentally. How you keep jumping off sides, holding, you know, too many men in the huddle. I mean, just penalties on the special teams, penalties on defense, penalties on offense. I just don't understand. Like, that's what made it's like you would think this is a really big game.
Fumbled.
We
got
to be perfect. The third play of the game, you fumbled the exchange to the freaking back.
Mac took blame for that after the game, but it really did look like it was his fault. It looked like Ramondre, the run was to the outside.
The angle, both guys had the wrong angle. I don't know whose angle was right. But Mac had to adjust. Now, I don't know if he was wrong, or I don't know if Ramondre is wrong. Like, I don't know. But that shouldn't happen. Here are your first 15 plays. Here's your first third and short. Here is what we are running. How many times have we said this? You know what the play is. Like, how are we messing
it's
up the angle?
It's the opening script.
It's the first third and short. This is, you do it on Friday. You do it on Saturday. And more importantly, you do it Friday or Saturday night. Okay, blah, 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 do this, do that. Okay, offense, stay, defense, go. All right, first thing you do when the defense leaves, team meeting is over, you bring out the little overhead projector, you slap your little first 15 plays down, and then you go through every single one of them.
What do you think the offensive players were thinking on that? The first third and one, a fumble. Like, going off the field. You know, I'm just like, they're struggling offensively. They're going into the game thinking, this is the game that's going to be different. You know, we're going to, even though they don't believe in their system.
Yeah.
But immediately you come out on third and one and you fumble the snap, he jumps on it, and you punt, and you're walking off the field going, here we go. I mean, this is a mess.
Best
like,
case
we can't
scenario.
Even, you know, right away, you're doubting yourself. Right away, you're setting a tone for your mindset for the rest of the game, and it looked like it. It was awful.
Best case scenario, you're going, that was dumb. Oops, ooh, that was dumb.
We're dumb.
Dumb of us.
You know,
but how many times have you said that this season?
Yeah, here we
Oops,
go again.
That was dumb.
Here we go
we
again.
We used to have this thing where like Bill just would go nuts with the whole my bad thing.
Yeah, yeah.
My bad. Oh, my bad. My bad. Like, everyone does not.
I can't stand it. Run it again.
Everybody doesn't get a my bad.
No.
Like, you can't. You can have one guy that can have a my bad. The whole team, the whole offensive line can't have a my bad. My bad this time.
It's like the curtains are going up on your show, and 2 minutes into it, you're going, line?
It's just.
What do I do?
You know, the other reason, too, I want to.
Friends, the Romans.
The other reason, too, you felt bad was because at night you're sitting there going, wow, this is really, really bad. And then, of course, on social media, the video rolls out there on Mac Jones of him coming back to the sideline and mouthing, throw the effing ball. The effing quick game sucks. So he's screaming that in the sidelines. You see that video. So now you start thinking, oh, my God, everyone's starting to lose their mind now. Mac is starting to lose it. Everybody is losing it. I want to play Mac Jones after the game because they brought this up. I want you to hear him trying to explain this away. This is Mac Jones.
Obviously, just kind of let my emotions get to me, but you know, we're kind of playing from behind, and what I said was about throwing it deeper in the short game. You know, I got to execute that part better, but it's the short game that we kept going to, which was working. But I felt like we needed chunk plays, and, you know, I shouted that out to kind of get everyone going. And that's emotional. That's football. I'm passionate about this game, and obviously you don't want to get your emotions, like, you know, get the best of you. But, yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Like, it wasn't directed at anybody, just emotion coming out, and we kind of needed a spark. So
I don't believe any of it. Number one, he says, which was working, the short game was working. Then why are you screaming, throw the effing ball, our quick game sucks? And number two, I don't think he was saying it to spark the fellas.
No.
He was absolutely 100% directing it to somebody.
That wasn't a.
Let's go! You tell me, is he looking at Mark Andrews? Or, you know, is he looking at these guys on the line? Is he looking at Strange sitting there saying, you know, throw the effing ball? Our quick game sucks. Mm-mm. To a lineman?
No.
Is he saying it to Hunter Henry? Is he saying it to a player? Is he saying it to the boys to get them all fired up? He's saying it to the guy that's calling the plays.
How's everybody doing today?
That's who he's saying it to, right? He's screaming at him.
Absolutely. It's the most passive-aggressive, I can't scream directly at you, so I'm going to tell you through all the other guys on my team. Like, I'm going to turn my head, yell, where everybody's sitting on the bench, because none of these guys have any say in what type of routes you run, or how you run them,
right,
or when you run them. So who do we really, it's not directed at anybody.
No.
Yes, it was. We all know it was, and it's okay if it is. Like,
it's
we know
okay.
It was directed.
I love it. keep it going. This is the energy that I want from Mac Jones, honestly. Because he's better than the crap that they've been putting him in. Like, he's better than it. He is. You can sit there and say, like, you don't feel like he's the quarterback, a generational quarterback for them, or he doesn't deserve a second contract or whatever. You can say all that. He doesn't deserve this.
No, he doesn't.
A starting quarterback who took his team, regardless of the circumstances, to the playoffs in his rookie season, coming back for his sophomore season, does not deserve this. This complete and utter lack of support. It's football malpractice, what they're doing with the coaching staff around him, the systems that they're trying to throw in him, that they're making him throw or asking him throw to Jacoby Myers, who's like never picked up yards after catch or maybe once in his whole career on 3rd and 14. And it's
run
like,
for
hey,
it.
Okay, hey, isn't that nice though, Mac? You got a completion for 5 yards. Isn't that what you're looking for?
Yeah.
Oh, is that? Oh, you're. Why are you mad, Mac? Why? Did you just MF me, Mac? Why? Hold on. I'm gonna go talk to Joe Judge for like 10 minutes, and I'll just let you cool down on the bench because you're being a bit of a hothead, kid.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not a huge Mac Jones fan either, but he definitely doesn't deserve this, and good for him because I don't know how you're not frustrated with what's going on around you. But he wasn't the only one. When we come back, it seems like you got a wide receiver here that just doesn't give a you-know-what anymore because he made some comments after the game, too, that raised some eyebrows. You hear from Kendrick Bourne. That's next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, we're just talking about Mac Jones getting caught on the camera, then trying to explain it away. Nobody believes that he's trying to rally the troops and get everybody fired up. Everybody knows that was directed to Matt Patricia. What about Kendrick Bourne? This is a guy that I think everybody coming into the year thought he could be a number one wide receiver, thought he's the most explosive wide receiver, playmaker. He's had a tough year. Didn't go well for him in camp, and just nothing has really picked up for this guy. I think he had one catch in this game, but after the game, the reporters were in his locker, and he was pretty vocal. They asked him, actually, I think it was, you have the question too, talking about third downs. Here it is.
Drastically different on third down for Kendrick. I think it was 3 for 10 last week, 3 for 12 this week.
Yeah, man, we just need to scheme up better. We need to know what they're doing. We need to know what they want to do on third down. You know what I mean? We're kind of sporadic. They call this and we call that, and it falls right into what they want. You know what I mean? We need to have it where they're falling into what we want, things like that. So I said, that's not my job. It's my job is just run the call. But as we all can see, they had, 30 first down, and we only had 8. So, like, something they were doing against us was working, and something we were doing against them wasn't working. So, like, it's just about figuring it out each week. So we still got life, but we need to hurry up and pick it up.
He doesn't care anymore. We got to scheme it up better. We got to know what they're doing. We need to know what they're going to do on third down. They call this, we call that, and it falls right into what they want.
And oh, by the way, it's not my job, guys.
I just run the routes they tell me.
I'm just doing what they tell me to do. We got to do this. I don't call the plays.
I know it ain't gonna work.
I just listen. I just grin and bear it. How about that? Is there any guy with a better claim at vindication than this guy? Oh. Like going back to what happened in the beginning of the season, going back to like how we just was like a healthy scratch. It wasn't playing during the preseason. He probably won't play against Arizona. He probably will get punished this is similar to what happened, at least this, from my understanding, this whole, like, this is not the way we do things. This is not going to work. You're coaching it wrong. You're doing it wrong. Like, hey, how dare you ask questions? How dare you judge us? You know, we're gonna teach you a lesson. You make sure you shut up now and you mind your P's and Q's.
Well, the sad truth is they don't know how to use him in whatever weird Frankenstein offense they're slapping together right now anyway. So I'm sure he feels like, whatever. I'll just keep cashing my checks. Hopefully be on a different team next year.
I want to play the other sound, too, because, I mean, he basically, like you said, Bill, like, going to sit there and say, Jesus, dude, you didn't have a podium. You just held a press conference at your locker because you went on talking about this offense even more. Go ahead.
Just how it goes, you know, whatever coaches call, that's what we got to run. So we have plays. We have more plays, but I think just trying to take care of the ball, play smart, just play that's called. That's all I can really say, so I'm not sure.
When you say you have more plays, it does feel like sometimes the passing calls and repeat calls. Like, do you feel like that out there as well?
Yeah. I mean, we got to get the ball downfield, so I think Mac needs more time. He's obviously running around, so it's hard to get the ball downfield when you can't really have time for him to throw. No knock to the line. It's just what we need to work on.
No knock to the line.
The receivers can't do nothing if the ball can't get downfield. If we can't throw it past 5 yards, it's just going to be a long game. And shout out to the Bills. They did a great job, you know, controlling the clock, keeping us off the field, keeping us kind of cold and, like, stagnant. It was a great
keeping
game.
Keeping us cold.
And we just got to be able to get the ball downfield. Like you said, we have plays, but we can't get to them. We're calling them, but they're just not working. So it looks, we're throwing 5 yard routes, and that's what we catch. And so it looks one way. But hopefully we can get Mac more time so that he can make the plays.
And it all comes back to Mac.
So
That's the other thing. Is like, I mean, look, he says that he essentially craps on the offensive line and then says, not to say anything against the offensive line, even though I just did. And then he wraps it up with a bow being like, it's not Mac's fault. We should all rally behind Mac. We got to help Mac out because he's in a terrible position and Mac's my best friend.
I mean, to me, the beginning of it, like, it's unfortunate too, because Christian, you're right. He might get punished for telling the truth. Like, the beginning of it, do you have that again when, like I think it was the Laser Show, Evan Lazar.
Stirring the pot.
Well, the very beginning when he's just talking about how, like, you know, we got plays out there, but it's about protecting the ball.
When you
we
say
don't
you
wanna
have more plays, it does feel like sometimes the passing calls and repeat calls. Like, do you feel like that out there as well?
Yeah. I mean, we got to get the ball downfield.
Really,
wait, is that the issue, though?
Well, it's the same.
Repeat what? Calls?
No, it's the same routes.
Same thing.
Olaski's talked about this before, too. It's like, you feel like you're running the same routes over and over again. Like, there's nothing.
There's no creativity.
There's no creativity. There's no change. Nothing.
Everything's the same. It's like everything looks the same because it is the same. I'll trick them this time. I'll shorten up my split. They'll never see this coming.
Yeah, and then your quarterback will miss you by 2.5 yards because his drop is different than what you've been doing.
The thing is that it is interesting because the real answer for Kendrick Bourne that Bill really, really would like would be, you know, I don't know, you got to ask coach. I don't know. You got to ask the coach. I don't know. I got to play better. It's all about taking care of your own thing or be responsible for your own thoughts. Don't speak for anybody else. Don't be the coach. Like, that's what they tell you. And he's like, listen, man, like, we got to do this. We got to do that. Not to diss the old line, but I'm going to diss the old line.
Yeah.
And I would say diss the old line coach. He's also the play caller.
We got to scheme it better.
You got
to
scheme it better.
That is on the coaches.
They know what we're doing.
And we're
they're calling out our plays. Oh, another example of gaslighting. Forgot about the gaslighting. On Wednesday, we did a whole thing on gaslighting. The calling out the plays was gaslighting.
Yeah, it happens all the time. But he's basically saying that, like, we're calling plays right into the defenses that they're calling.
Yeah.
Like, we're doing everything they want us to do. It's bad. Let's get to some of the calls quick. Mutt's going to come in here. Mutt first to show in a little bit. We got a couple games we got to pick over the weekend. Let's go to Tim in Hanover. He's been on for a while. Go ahead, Tim. Thanks for being patient, buddy.
Guys, I love you guys. You can't believe it. I listen to you every day. And Lou, I never once heard you ever call for Belichick's job. And I listen all the time.
Well,
so
until today,
me.
I think. Yeah.
But bottom line is, I watched Christian. I also seen that timeout call by Mac yesterday.
Yeah.
It was scary. What I did is when I called in yesterday, we all got tough skin, man. Bottom line, I called in yesterday. You guys said, I don't know who it was. It might have been a Lou. But it's no big deal. He says, what's he think? The team's a speed bump? Well, you know what? When I made that comment about what I said about my take on everything, next thing you know, here I am, right? I see the speed bump got hit by the Patriots bus yesterday. It wound up getting a flat tire. It went down the street a little bit, and then it hit a sinkhole.
Wow, it's getting worse.
Yeah, because of the coaching.
Disaster movies.
It's It's lame. It's sad. It's disgusting seeing what's going on. These guys are all professionals, man. They made it to the bigs. It's very hard to even get there by a paper. That's how thin it is. But what I'm getting at is you can't mistreat your people, especially when you don't have the experience of teaching these guys to do the stuff that you really want them to do to succeed. When they're playing other teams with elites, never mind just a regular professional athlete, it's a sad day that Patriots, and I've been a Patriot fan, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag now. Since Steve Grogan was playing and Capoletti and all those guys, I've been sitting in those bleacher fans for years and years. And I'm a fan of every sport in Boston, baseball, football, and hockey, and basketball, I guess, a little bit.
That's bad, man. Thanks, Tim. Tim, I get it. It's bad. No, it's bad.
Am I this, like, I have no patience right now.
Why?
It's like almost,
What's wrong with you?
You know, it's almost 5:30.
Okay.
You know, and I didn't drink all night last night.
Well, let me go to one more call. Maybe this guy's got it all figured out because he's got all the solutions here for the offense. Let's see if Kevin in the truck can help us out. What are the solutions, Kevin? Help us.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Yep. I got a really, really good solution. Seems like Belichick's lost the locker room, so it's a good time for Mac and some of the captains to go into Bill's office and demand he get rid of Patricia and Joe Judge, and maybe everything will get good.
That's it? Yeah, I don't see that happening.
It's a mutiny.
Yeah, the players are going to go in. That's it. We ain't playing unless you fire your buddies.
Who is willing to go into Bill's office and say, I'm the captain now? Who's willing to do that? I'm the captain now.
I am the captain.
Kendrick Bourne.
Kendrick Bourne.
Oh, absolutely. Good one. Yeah.
Who does Kendrick Bourne need behind him? That where Bill Mac. Would be like A2?
Mac.
No, I think it would have to be someone like Devin McCourty.
Trent Brown just for the opposite.
David Andrews. Oh, nobody's more loyal than that guy.
No, it's got to be someone like who Oh, you know what the ultimate would be? If he steps to the side and standing right behind him is Matthew Slater.
Well, that would just be too
that
much.
That would be devastating.
That would just
that
be
would,
too
can
much.
You imagine?
He may just die of a heart attack.
And Slater looks at Bill and just goes, Bill, we both know it's time.
Then he closes the door like Michael Corleone.
Bill, we both know it's time.
We both know what it's time for.
We both know.
And then sure enough, McCourty comes in. I'm with him too. We just gave you a picture.
It's like a reverse Rudy moment. A reverse Rudy moment.
Oh,
they just start taking things out of Patricia's office.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. No, it would be, I'm actually surprised there's not like a captain's meeting or something like that. Like they say, listen, there's some things we need to address. And how many of those guys that are on the captains, like, you know, I don't know, whatever they call it, that you know, who speak for the team.
Captains.
No, but there's captains and there's like.
Those guys, the captains.
No, there's captains and they have another group of like guys who aren't captains. It's like 8 of them.
Wait, what?
Yeah. It's like, I forget what they call it. And even guys who aren't captains, it's almost like a leadership group or something like that. And because you can listen, you may have like 3 or 4 captains, but you may have 10 guys that are really, you know, vocal. So I don't know.
Let's get one more call here before Mutt comes in.
I was just waiting for Mutt to come in.
Let's go to Jamal in the car.
Nice finishing point.
I was waiting for you to finish it. Jamal in the car. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, yo, what the football is going on here?
What's up, man?
You know what I realized? I've realized so many things since I've been on hold. It's just a whole array of things going through my mind, but it's like you woke up through this from this amazing dream, this super dream. You dreamt the whole night, and then you're rubbing the sleep out of your eyes. And then you wake up and things aren't like as good as in your dream. But you're like, yeah, I'll just go through my day. Yeah, this will be fine. And every hour something bad goes wrong. It's like we've seen this consistent regression of Bill Belichick, but we've like now I think the hopes run out in the fan base. Like. We used to have faith that we could get third and short. We used to have faith that the defense could stop the team and then the offense would score. Now we have to hope that they get a field goal?
Yeah. Field goal
ugly.
Was like, well, let's throw a party.
No, it's ugly.
They get a field goal, they're like, wow. So let's go pop that bottle.
Yeah. No, it's really ugly. And most of it has to do with I would say the offensive coaches. Which has been hired by Bill Belichick.
Well, let me ask you, go to
Kevin because Kevin wants to bring it up. Go ahead, Kevin Westport. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah.
Yep. I think we lost.
Bill hired his son. I mean, he's got to get rid of Steve, and I think the only way you can do that without you, Yeah, Belichick. That's the problem. The problem is he's got a.
You got a bad phone.
Let me get this in real quick.
Good.
All right. So,
I can tell you what he was going to say.
Go ahead.
He was going to say, get Steve Belichick a head coach job somewhere and put Patricia at defensive coordinator. Mm. That was his plan.
Because he can't really step over both his kids.
Yeah. So move on to one of them and bring.
So you said, I think we said, like, you know, here's the thing. So we think about, we just focus so much on the offense, and you recognize that the defense did hold them to 24 points,
mm-hmm.
regardless of where you think they were toying with them or not. It's still they only scored 24 points, and I feel like that's always the number we've been talking about. Man, you can listen. You hold them to 24. But the biggest problem was always, can you score 24? Can you score 25?
I felt like if the Patriots scored 7 or 10 more points, they would have lost this game 37-20. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I felt like Baltimore was just sort of sitting around saying, I don't have to throw it. We know we can. But let's just run the clock, get the hell out of here, keep our quarterback healthy, save his elbow for the games that really matter against the Jets in Miami, and just walk out of here with a W. But, you know, I still think they're dealing with an injured quarterback, and that's why they played it the way they did. Yeah. They could have put up 37 if they wanted very easily. All right, let's go. It's my time. Run first to showtime.
This is our gambling segment.
Gambling makes it bearable.
Did you buy the hook?
You know what? But I don't know what the hook means.
We do it every week.
Gambling is the only way that makes it for you.
No, it is.
Generous.
It includes mutt.
Action, action, action. Bing, bang, boom.
So it's mutt versus the show.
I made my dad make the bet for me.
You get it 6.5.
How do you get it for 6.5?
Buy the half. Double the juice.
What?
All right, here we go. Time to get it going. It's Mutt versus the show every single
gross.
Week.
There's so much dog hair on your jacket.
So disgusting.
I'm throwing disgusting. Dog fur on
Mutt. Dance like Elaine Bennis. You have a dirty jacket. It's gross.
We got to get her a lint
brush. Cat lady.
Look, I lint rolled it yesterday.
I lint rolled it.
Oh, you did? Happens. In one day?
This is what happened.
Well, then you rolled and snuggled with your dog on the ground. Did so that's
four,
what happened.
Before you break any news today?
Did he break news?
Any news you want to break?
On Deion Sanders?
Yeah.
No.
What do you it's not official. What are you hearing?
Oh, I can't talk about it.
it's official. Christian. Coach Prime. Coach Prime.
Christian,
that's huge. Corey, that's huge. Oh, we'll talk off the air. It's huge.
You're going to get
huge.
Me in trouble. I am
Deion Sanders to Colorado. Stop confirmed by former Colorado Buffalo, Christian Forey. Add that to the
true.
Trendings tonight.
Yahoo Sports
add
that picking to the that one up.
Oh, to your boy. Post.
Congrats, buddy.
I don't know.
That's true.
He's getting red.
I don't
free
know.
Free Caleb. Free. Open up the offense. Let's go.
Hashtag. All right, every week we pick three games. We always pick the Patriots and two others. Then we got our Survivor pool, which is amazing, but we've actually lasted 2 weeks, all of us. Earlier yesterday, we had to do the Patriots, right? So Mego and Mutt both took Buffalo -3.5.
Boom.
So both sides starting off with a W. So now it's Foyer and I. Mutt, you got a couple of games. We'll do our survivors as well.
Yeah.
Foyer, why don't you start? What game are you
I'm
liking?
I'm going to go first.
Yeah, what game are you liking?
This is the game I like. Deshaun Watson. Uh-oh. Making his return.
Oh, God.
You seem a little excited for this.
Yeah,
I'm
this
not.
Is gross.
Well, yeah, I am.
You sure? Love Deshaun.
No, I love
massages.
I
love Snyder. Snyder.
I do love massages, but I like them to be clean and safe for everybody. No, has that? I mean, this is really
not
this
what
is
you're
a big game.
The show.
This is a big game. He hasn't played like forever. He's playing against Houston. He hasn't played in over a year and a half. You get a big win with Jacoby Brissett in overtime against the Tampa Bay Bucks, and now it's your turn, right? I think they start off 2-1, and now what are they 4-something or something like that? 4-7. So I think this is huge, and they're playing against the Houston Texans. The line is -7. I'm going to take the Cleveland Browns. I think they win. Think about all the – it's funny. Like, you forget about all the talent that they have with Cooper and Juco and Chubb and all that stuff. Like, this should be interesting. Is he going to be amazingly, like, just, you know, raw? Is
rusty,
he
going to
be
right?
rusty?
He's played in 700 days.
He hasn't played in forever. What's he look like? Does he fumble the ball, or does he look like a maniac possessed? So I'm going to take the Browns.
He's a maniac. There's some news that says he's a maniac.
He is a maniac. I like that. All right, what do you got there, Mutt?
All right, this thing has moved 1.5 since we talked about this on the BetQL Boston podcast. You can check that out now. I want the Chiefs laying 2.5 at Cincinnati. Revenge game, baby. Obviously, since he knocked off the Chiefs last year in the postseason, Kansas City, number one offense in the NFL. Cincinnati does a bad job against tight ends. One of the 12 worst tight ends defenses in the NFL. How about this from Mahomes, guys? 17-5-1 as a dog or favorite of 3 or less. He's 26-0 in his last 26 games, November-December. His last November or December loss was in 2019. They're going to win this game. It's less than a field goal. Give me Mahomes and Kansas City on the road, knocking off Cincy, best team in the NFL.
Oh, I like that one. I do like the Kansas City Chiefs.
I like the tight end.
Could you coach
a little revenge, but I just worry about Burrow.
It'd be weird.
Chase is back, right? He's not going to be.
Chase is going to play.
Full load.
Mixon's still in concussion protocol,
so
we'll see.
He might be available as well. All right, my game.
What do you
like? Actually, You know what? There was a couple. I got off the Chargers bandwagon, right? Because I was actually thinking them.
You hate their coach.
I hate their coach. They burned me in the past already. So then there was another one. I was thinking about your guy up there in Detroit going on the road down in Jacksonville. But I'm going to settle in because I actually believe I'm taking Pittsburgh minus one going out to Atlanta. Pittsburgh's running defense against Atlanta, I think, can shut it down. Pitts is out. He's done for the year, but still he hasn't really been effective. I just think coming out of the bye, like Pickett has looked a lot better. Najee Harris will be playing. Jalen Warren will be playing. Pickens, I think, is getting going. So I don't know. Pittsburgh, I think, is playing good football. And I think they go down to Atlanta, who covered the first 6 weeks and are now 1-5 in the last six ATS. I just don't think they're a good football team. I think they can shut down Patterson and win that football game rather easily.
You're betting the best underdog coach in the NFL getting a point in Pittsburgh. Mike Tomlin covers 75% of the time as a dog after week five. I'm betting the second best underdog coach in the NFL. The guy that should be the next coach of the Patriots, Mike Vrabel. His team's getting 4.5. Remember Mike Vrabel? Remember him, Christian? Remember him?
Linebacker, right?
Name familiar with him? Tight end, I thought.
No. Linebacker. strictly a linebacker.
Getting 4.5 at Philadelphia. Vrabel, 21-7 against the spread as a dog of 3 or more points. He's 19-9 straight up, so he wins these games. Philadelphia's weakness, run defense. 25th in the NFL. It's a big Derrick Henry game. 4.5 is too many. I'm going to bet a little money line action on this as well. Which is right now plus 180. I want the Titans plus 4.5 against the Eagles.
All right, there it is, Titans. Eagles. We got that down. Now, it is amazing.
Are we all live?
All four of us.
Oh, baby.
Are alive in the survivor pick. So we actually have to pay attention to kind of like who we've already selected.
Okay.
For like the first time all year.
I hope you're keeping track of this.
I am. You've already taken San Fran and Miami.
Okay.
Mego's taking Washington and Miami. I took Baltimore and Miami. Big Miami week last week. Fourier took Kansas City and Buffalo. So you can't select those teams. Okay. I'll start with Mego because she hasn't played yet here today.
All right, I'm taking Baltimore. They are hosting the Broncos. So we don't have to go into all the dumpster fire that Russell Wilson is leading on their offense. They have a good defense, but the Ravens are coming off an embarrassing last-minute loss to the Jags last week. And Denver's defense's one weakness is against the run game. Of course, you have Lamar Jackson on the other side. He's rushed for at least 50 yards in 8 of his last 11 games. He will lead the Ravens to victory with his legs.
All right. What do you got there, Fo? Yeah,
that sounded really good. Like right off the top of your head.
Gambling lady does.
So look, Mego.
She's not dancing. She can
Mego, watch this. I didn't write anything down.
I hear that leads to a lot of success.
Shocker for him not to write anything.
I can't believe that one.
This is going to go really smooth.
I can't believe that.
I think your delivery is going to be great in this audio format.
I'm not buying it.
Watch this. Ready?
Go ahead. I don't know how to type.
Boom. Double down.
Well, see, I double down. That's dumb. Double a little bit. I don't know.
Oh, double dip or double down?
I'm going to use my double down?
Yeah.
I got the Giants over the Commanders. I'm picking the Giants. They're plus +2 in this game. I don't know why, but they are. I'm taking them. That's it.
Because Commanders are good.
Wait, you're telling me that you did that off the top of your head?
You're taking the Giants?
How about that? See? And all this. Why? You stress out over this. Me. You write all this stuff down. You highlight it. Bam. All up in your face.
Wow. That was expert. Really, that
expert
was really
analysis.
Good, Christian.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Mutt. What do you got?
Ballmer. Give me Baltimore. Yep. I didn't use them yet. I'll use them. I was going to use the Cowboys, but I want to use them next week.
Because I made it sound
nice,
so good.
Easy matchup. Well, yeah, you did a great job. Yeah, absolutely.
It's funny you mentioned that. I live for this week, Mutt, and I'm going to take the Cowboys this week.
I figured.
Because I actually fear for Matt Ryan's life. Like, honest to God, like he just stands there. He gets hit and gets hit. And I just, I mean, they're at home at Sunday Night Football. The Cowboys aren't losing to the Indianapolis Colts. So that's where I'm going there. So that's it. We got them all picked up. Now, any of the other favorites for you this week? Going to be a couple overs.
The game you mentioned, Jacksonville.
Detroit, 52.
Over. Yeah. 51 this morning. I bet the over.
Is it? 51?
That game, I mean, shootout.
I think it's like the 52 and a hook.
DeAndre Swift over 20.5 receiving yards, too.
That's
they give up the second most receiving yards to running backs in the NFL.
ETN's back, too, right?
He's back and healthy off the injury report.
Nice.
Ready to go.
Fantasy.
Give me the over there.
All right, Mutt, listen, we appreciate it, dude.
Good seeing you guys, Coach Prime. I mean, Christian. Can I put that in the trending?
Would be weird,
Christian Fourier confirms.
Don't you dare.
Yes. Awesome.
Don't you dare. Yeah,
break some news.
I don't have for the show.
Someone else broke it already. CBS Sports. Someone has it. Sua Craven saying, I'm hearing primetime, a.k.a. Deion Sanders, will leave JSU. It's come down to two teams. 95% done deal. He goes to Boulder, and he's bringing a D.C. from Alabama with him.
Yep. Can you confirm?
No.
Okay.
Don't say anything. No, what? The Twitch is closed. We turned off Twitch.
We turned Twitch off.
I see myself right there.
Nod your head. Damn.
He nodded up and down and said no.
The guy just said 95% Dunsky.
No.
Wow.
Listen, he ain't going to Cincinnati.
Wow.
How about that?
Do not let your son transfer. This is huge for us. I mean, you. For all of us.
You think?
Huge for the family.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Why?
All the attention in that program now?
Okay, and then what?
All these portals, all these tight end portals,
all
the talent that will come in.
Yeah,
all
the
tight end talent.
Can they get in? Can they get in?
Christian, all the tight end. There's two people here who got into Colorado. I think their standards are pretty low.
Not that hard. It is though. That's the problem. Arcan.
I couldn't.
The problem.
When we went to school,
they think they're Stanford.
Colorado.
Yes. Yes.
Stanford again. You're smart.
77% of the transfer guys that they tried again could not get in because of their grades. They couldn't get in.
And that's talking college football.
That's
here
it
is. Here it is. You got 4 hours.
Bye.
Any special guests today? Yeah, our friend Andrew Callahan, who's very riled up on the Patriots.
Oh, perfect.
He's very mild-mannered. He is not happy.
No, perfect.
Can you tell him, he is my number one pick for reporter of the year?
Ahead of Reese?
Well, I mean, it's against Phil Perry. We're talking about the Bill Belichick press conferences.
We call it the grenade guy.
Yeah,
it's a two-man race.
Who gets the golden grenade?
I think it's real. I really feel like it's Callahan.
Okay. After last night, you were on TV. I was watching you. After last night, it's Phil Perry.
Well, because Bill gave him
got an absolute death stare. I think Bill's like "F you" on the way out.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. He came in
late, and then he asked the question that Bill had already heard, and he was like, "Oh, my bad. I just came in late."
But then he kept peppering with different questions, like, "What about the players? Which players?" We love Callahan. We love
Phil
Perry.
We'll see.
I'll tell him
he's got my vote.
All right, here it is. Mutt's got you covered for the next three. Andrew Callahan will join him from the Herald. You don't want to miss that when we come back. It's last call.
Bill, there's a sequence at the end of the first half. Second down and one, and you guys ran it. Called
this. Yeah.
Sorry, I came in late. Yeah. Apologize.
Yeah, no worries.
Wow,
Bill Perry and Bill. Sorry, I came in late. My bad.
Sorry.
I was just talking to Kendrick Bowen, who said he's miserable.
Yeah, he says you guys don't know what the hell you're doing. Would you like to comment?
Yeah, you guys.
Oh, you
can't
better go ask him. I just did ask him. That's what he said. Do you want to respond to it?
Yeah.
I came in late.
Yeah.
Apologize.
Go ask the players. Actually, I just asked him. I'm telling you what they said.
Oh my gosh, it was like a question. Like, what about the Buffalo Bills? What do they do? Oh yeah, you better ask them. I mean, I mean, you coached them. What were they doing? I don't know. You better ask them what they were doing. Well,
what were they supposed to do? How do I ask this question so you can answer it?
I will say this. It's getting so it's so much fun watching this post-game show. It just is.
I couldn't wait when he came on last night.
Really?
Oh, I was so excited. I'm like, this is going to be good.
It's amazing. I don't know how he does it. I don't know how people actually sit there and ask questions. So, but they do. So what else we got this weekend?
Right? How fresh was you with that?
And that guy is funny, too.
I have one complaint for the NFL this weekend.
What?
Because there are two massive football games that I want to watch.
And they're at the same time?
Well, yeah, the Dolphins and 49ers, 4 o'clock. Fantastic game, right? Like, great defense. Mike McDaniel, Miami versus the Niners, who are kind of rolling right now. That's on at 4:05 on Fox.
And
on CBS at 4:25 is Chiefs-Bengals. Why are they both on at the same? Like, why?
What are you gonna do, Lou?
Red zone.
Oh yeah. You know? Do you ever,
do a double screen setup?
Yeah, I don't know.
You've
red
got
zone.
Enough TVs they're in your house. You can scoot one over.
I don't know, but I want to watch both those games. Those games are sick.
I kind of don't want to watch
you wait
any
all
football.
Year for.
I kind of don't want to watch any football.
What? No?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? Are you okay?
I want a break.
You're right. You
coming
okay?
down with
there you go. Do some leaves.
You've been a little off
all right,
today.
Last call.
You've been pretty off all day.
Last call is brought to you by...
Not your best.
Last call is brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today, your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or give them a call at 1-877-CARS-4KIDS. It's a Friday, which means it's time for Context Not Included, which, by the way, is... Sometimes we miss a lot of things.
Yeah.
During the week.
Well, especially with the Thanksgiving break. We got a backlog of content.
We missed a lot of comments.
There's some stuff that I don't remember. Okay. How did it go?
I want my eulogy to be done in Glenn voice.
But I tell you what, he was so good to his kids. He was always trying to make people's lives better. I loved him so much.
Can you turn my volume down? Where do I do that?
Check it.
Check
it. Oh, my God.
Check a 1-2.
Can you play the Fat Boys?
Boys!
Yeah, he cheated on that chick with a porn star.
Points.
Revved up like a douche.
Lou, say it again the way you said it.
Yeah, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
He went to rehab. He went to douchey rehab, which is really jail. Over here in Italy, yo, we don't tip nobody.
Oh, my God.
I called back and said, you guys have to tip. I said, yeah, we ought to tip. I said, oh.
You know, if I sleep on it right like I normally do, I'm right-hand dominant.
Hey, get that bottle of 80-something.
Hey!
Nice.
Yo!
Why don't you get her a bottle of wine, eh? Come on. Don't be cheap. Crikey! It's like, the red zone.
No, what do you mean?
How did they know we were going to run?
Ah, we're leading too far.
I go on vacation, so we don't leave the hotel room, you know what I mean?
Ew.
Yeah, even the priest.
Body of Christ, do you want it or not? Yes, no, I'm not. You got to make a decision.
All right, so the Phillies.
The Phillies?
Philly, yeah. Oh, sorry. All right, so the Eagles are playing the Colts.
Is anyone going to use their double dip? If you told me to write a letter but use my left hand, it would be all weird and gross, and I would have no leverage or no power.
Power and leverage is important
right. When
you're writing.
Ew.
Time to enjoy some beef.
We're not doing this anymore. You're on your own.
We're not going to give to charity?
Nope. This is when it's acceptable and almost encouraged to hate another country, right?
Yes.
I got caught digging into my nose one time, big time.
I hate it. I woke up this morning because of this new sound.
You woke up feeling douchey?
I woke up.
Yeah, you big dummy. They know you're going to run it, but somebody tell me what to do. Pa.
I ain't no joke. I used to let the mic smoke, and I grab it. Grab it. Sure, it's broke.
Yeah. What are the whales people called?
Whalers.
Yeah.
Smashing good times. Smashing good. Cheerio, and all that good stuff.
You guys will never pass with being Italian. I tell you guys right now. You guys are awful. You guys try to talk that stuff.
You're such a cod, Will.
Smashing joke, Levy.
Product you think he uses, Will?
Like that? That's my sexy sound.
Ew.
I learned today that if I have to pee, I should poop.
If you make yourself go number two, number one will follow.
You mean I could be a bunner daddy?
No, son. You suck. You feel
take
it, Lou?
Please. Feel what? Feel
Did
the
you feel it? Lot of sex.
Come a little closer. All right, you're on the 10-yard line. Bring in Kendrick Bourne. Reverse!
Oh, no! Hey! Yo! We got another guy with the tip jar over here.
We do have a big show announcement that I think we're all very excited about.
Whales.
That we, so last year. Are you guys ready or what?
It's like a wolf. All right, sorry. Big announcement.
Oh, my God.
Now, the best part was when Fourier was talking about wanting his eulogy in the Glenn voice.
Yeah.
That was like during a mic check. Like we were over at Helix.
Oh, no, I heard that.
Just that was not for air.
And, no, we were just sitting there talking. All of a sudden, he's like, you know, when I die, I want my eulogy in the Glenn voice. Even the priest. Would you like
imagine.
You gotta make up your mind. Yes, no. I don't. You gotta say one or the other.
Imagine.
What do you want me to do?
Yes, no.
I tell you what, he was so good to his kids.
The whole choir sings in Glenn voice.
Everybody was
a priest. Body of Christ, do you want it or not? Yes, no, I'm not. You gotta make a decision.
Get off the fence.
But that's what Glenn would do.
Oh, I love that.
Oh,
I love
excellent job, Ryan.
Good job,
great
Ryan.
Week.
That was a very good week.
Excellent job.
All right, listen, you guys have a great weekend.
Man.
Monday.
Face hurts.
Mac Jones. That could get very interesting. I mean, do we just come out and say, do you hate Patricia?
Yeah.
Right?
I feel like it's
we
safe to say
on
that
the
now.
Phone,
I feel
like
are we at that point? I don't know.
No, we're in person.
Oh, no, we're in person.
No,
they don't leave yet.
The next week, I think we'll probably have him on the phone.
Yeah. That's going to be fun Monday.
Yeah, it will be a fun one Monday. That'll be good. All right, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you Monday at 2.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.